of colors and patterns while they last. So come in now to these participating Armstrong dealers: Western Linoleum, 6108 West Cermak in Cicero, Barsamian Crier, 4447 Oakton in Skokie, and all Goldblatt stores. Weather in Chicago tonight, fair and cold with lows from the upper 30s near the lake to the upper 20s in the suburbs. Increasingly cloudy on Saturday with a good chance of rain likely late. Rain continuing Saturday night and on into Sunday. Saturday's high around 50 degrees, the nighttime low 40, Sunday's high in the upper 40s. At Midway Airport, it's 35 degrees, the same at O'Hare Field, and on the lakefront, 42 degrees.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
We don't know anyone who doesn't like to be praised for a job well done. At Mancuso Chevrolet in Skokie, we enjoy hearing things like, "Thanks, Bill," or "Nice job, Joe." But when a customer actually takes the time to put his feelings in writing, well, take this letter we got the other day, addressed to Jim Mancuso. "Dear Mr. Mancuso, in 1956, we bought a new Chevy two-door at Mancuso, the first of what was to be an astonishing string of them, 21 Chevrolets in a row. Needless to say, we've been more than happy with your prices and service work. I don't know how unique this story is to warrant its retelling, but you have my permission if you wish. Maybe someone else would enjoy 21 years of carefree car ownership, too. Sincerely, Charles W. Bracken." Thank you, Charlie Bracken. Mancuso Chevrolet, 4700 Golf Road in Skokie, one block east of Old Orchard Shopping Center. Now open Sundays, too.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. Oh, what may man within him hide, though angel on the outward side? That's what Shakespeare said. A more mundane way of putting it is, you can't judge a book by its cover. And yet, doesn't it happen every day? Don't we assume an inward connection with an outward appearance? Of course we do. And don't we usually pay for it? Of course we do. And do we usually learn anything from it? Of course we don't.
Why? Why won't you go out with me?
Look, mister, let me alone.
I'm a nice guy.
If you don't get out of here, I'll call a cop.
I'm a cop.
Please, go away.
It's my face, isn't it, huh?
Just leave.
It's the ugliest face you ever saw, huh? That's what you're thinking, huh?
I...
Well, you'll never have to look at it again.
Let go of
never.
Me. No.
Look at
please.
It. Look at my face for
please.
The last time.
Please don't kill me.
Look at
please.
My face for the last time
please.
In your life.
Our mystery drama, Somebody Stop Me, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Not all batteries are created equal. Some last a lot longer than others, like the unequaled Ever-Ready Alkaline Power Cell batteries from your nearby True Value Hardware store. Hi, Pat Summerall here with the details. They're unequaled because they use a chemical system that's entirely different from that of regular batteries. The extra power they provide makes them ideal for portable radios and tape recorders. In fact, any device you use frequently or for long periods of time. And they'll hold their power for months when they're not in use. So they're perfect for devices you use only intermittently, such as calculators and cameras. True Value Hardware stores offer Ever-Ready Alkaline Power Cell batteries in popular C, D, and AA sizes. So you'll get power you can depend on with the battery that was created more equal than others. Ever-Ready Alkaline Power Cell batteries are just one of the values you'll find at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home. True Value. Remember, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
Is your bank open when you're busy and closed when you're not? Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. and ready to offer Sabres the kind of services you can get with the Northwest Card, a special feature available to Sabres who maintain a $500 balance. And here's what you get. Traveler's checks, gift checks, registered checks, all with no service charge. Need document Xeroxing or lamination? It's free with the Northwest Card. There's a special quick check cashing ID card with your picture. Even special vacations for Northwest Card members. Get a world of services you need often by getting a Northwest Card at any of five convenient Northwest Federal Savings Centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. Be part of a special group and be a special person at Northwest Federal anytime, because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
It has been written, everybody is born with a taste for pudding. But the problem is, not everyone is born with a means to satisfy it. It's all very well to say a cat may look at a queen, but what about a cat that isn't content merely to look? You examine the ads that show people in love. The men are so handsome, the women so attractive. The way things are, this world was made for the beautiful people. What do the homely people do?
You finished, Bert?
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, then I'll start on the dishes.
I wish you'd let me buy you a dishwasher.
What for?
You must be the only one in town still washes by hand.
That way I'm sure to get them clean.
Yeah. Mom, it's been proved a machine does a better
Pass
job.
Pass me your plate, Bert.
Okay.
The old-fashioned ways are best.
I guess they are. Oh, Mom, I just remembered. I got a date.
You're going out with a girl.
No, not that kind of date. I'm going to meet Charlie in Mooney's bar.
Oh, it's not that I think you shouldn't go out with girls.
It could help on my job.
But it's so hard to find one that's really and truly decent.
I'll give you a hand with the dishes first.
Oh, no, you go right ahead.
I won't be late.
Don't worry, I'll be all right. I may be all by myself, but I won't be lonesome.
You got your programs on the TV. I'll be back before they're over.
Stay out as long as you like. Lord knows I don't want you tied to my apron strings.
I'll see you later.
Bert.
Yes, Ma?
I notice you still have the picture of that girl. What's her name? Gloria?
Gloria Smith.
In your room, the one that was murdered last week.
We were just friends, Mom. I knew her from the job.
Shows you the kind of company she kept.
Well, it wasn't her fault if some maniac murdered her.
Now, how do we know it was a maniac, Bert?
Who else would just knife a girl?
She was a gold digger.
Good night, Mom.
A girl like that. What did she see in you? You have wonderful qualities, but they're all invisible. You're certainly not handsome, so a girl would have to be interested in you only for your money. Now, I don't want you to get hurt.
I realize that, Mom.
Oh, Bert, don't you worry. One day, the right girl will come along, and we'll both be so glad to see her.
Give me a beer, Inez.
Coming up. Hey, how you guys doing on the Gloria Smith murder, Charlie?
Following leads.
Yeah, which means you're going no place, right?
Maybe.
The girl cop ain't safe in this town. Who is?
Gloria wasn't a cop, Inez. She worked for traffic control.
So? Why was she killed?
Could have been a nut.
Oh, you're a big help, Charlie. Look, if you gotta hang around a bar on your time off, why pick the one across the street from the station house? Why ain't you home with a wife and the kiddies?
Because I'm having a few with Bert Barringer.
Ugh, that creep.
Now, what do you call him a creep for? He's a pretty good cop.
Well, he looks like a creep.
Now, he's really a nice guy.
Well, you've got to admit he's ugly.
Well...
Okay, so he's homely.
Well, that's not his fault.
No, I guess not. Hey, don't you guys see enough of each other daytime?
We don't see each other at all, Inez. I'm in homicide. He's with the property office. He's got good ideas. I like to talk to him when I'm on a case.
And look who just came in.
Hello, Inez. Charlie.
Hi, Bert. Pour one for my friend, Inez, huh?
Coming up.
Sorry I'm late, Charlie.
No, it's okay.
Supper was delayed at the house.
It's all right.
I know you wanted to get home early tonight.
Bert, you don't have to apologize all the time to everybody about everything.
Here you are.
Thanks. You look very pretty tonight, Inez.
If there's nothing else, I'll leave you gentlemen to your conversation.
She really is a good-looking girl.
Mm. Hey, Bert, why don't you ask her out?
Me? You're crazy, Charlie.
Well, why am I crazy?
She wouldn't give me a second look.
Oh, I don't know about that.
She doesn't even give me a first look.
Well, ask her, why don't you?
No, guys like you don't understand.
Now, what do you mean, guys like me?
Good-looking guys like you.
Oh, come on, Bert.
She'd go out with you if you'd asked her.
Well, why would I ask her? I'm married and with three kids. She knows that. How can she go out with me?
Well, she would or she wouldn't, depending.
On what?
On how she felt. She might or might not be in the mood. Or if she turned you down, it would be for a good reason.
And if she turned you down, it wouldn't be for a good reason?
No. No, if she turned me down, it would be because I'm ugly.
Are we going to go through this again, Bird?
No, let's drop it.
No, let's not. Now, look at some of the movie stars today. Are they handsome, what our parents used to call collar-rat handsome? No. They're some of the homeliest guys in the world.
That isn't true.
But they have personality. Now, when you talk to a girl, you just kind of mope around. You bring her down. That's why they won't go out with you, Bert. Now, you got to get with it. Now, smile. Make yourself into an interesting guy. Now, go ahead and ask her. You got the looks for today's lover. What have you got to lose? Huh? Nothing.
You call it nothing, Charlie, but when I ask her and she says no...
Now, what makes you so sure she's going to say no?
I can read it in her eyes. Loud and clear. You ugly baboon.
Oh.
Why would I want to go out with you? I don't need that, Charlie. Now, please, let's drop it.
Okay. Now, look, you said you had some ideas about the Gloria Smith killing.
Yeah. Now, first, tell me, what angle are you homicide guys running with?
A nut, a maniac. Some guy sees her, follows her. It's a dark night, no one around. He kills her.
Why?
Why? Why do any of them kill? Robbery, more often than not. But her purse was there, Bert. It was unopened. Also, she was still wearing her watch and her ring, so robbery is out. Of course, then there's sex, but there wasn't even a try for that. This guy just came up to her, hit her a couple of times with a knife, and ran. Now, that has to make him crazy.
Why? Who says he has to be crazy?
Well, what else could it be?
Angry. Mad. Mad enough to kill. And who says the guy was a stranger?
Well,
why couldn't it have been somebody who knew her? Doesn't that make more sense?
Well, I don't see how.
It would explain why nobody heard her scream.
But why? Why?
Have you questioned all the guys who knew her? Who would have a motive?
Okay, thanks, Bert. I have to run. I'll see you around. Night, Inez.
Night, Charlie.
Inez.
Yeah?
I'll have another.
Okay.
Could I buy you one?
No.
It's quiet this evening.
Yeah.
Is old man Mooney off tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Look,
Well?
You want to go out Saturday night?
No.
Oh?
I got a date.
How about Sunday?
Sunday night? I like to stay home.
Monday?
Well, this next week I'm working every night.
Oh. A week after next week?
Well, look, it's hard to tell. I don't know the work schedule.
Yeah. Well, I just, hey, it's getting kind of late.
Sure is.
I got an early day tomorrow. Well, good night.
Good night.
More salad, Bert.
No. No, thanks, Mom.
I noticed you have a picture of another girl in your room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Who is she?
Oh, just some girl.
Oh, what's her name?
Inez. Inez Sirota.
Are you sure this girl's in perfect health? She looks a bit thin.
Well, that's because it's a candid photo. She didn't even know I took it.
Yeah, she seems to be wearing a lot of makeup.
Well, girls do.
Oh, well, you just find yourself an old-fashioned girl that doesn't.
Do you mind if I go out tonight, Mom?
Bert... Are you asking my permission?
Well, I only mean...
Oh, please, you make me feel like some devouring, tyrannical kind of mother.
Well, I just wanted to be sure you're okay.
Oh, Bert. Darling, you shouldn't worry so much about me. You should be concerned with meeting a lovely girl and getting married and establishing a home and family of your own.
Yes, Mom. Hello, Inez.
Who?
It's me, Bert.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Well, I knew you work late Tuesday. You catch the last bus. And by the time it gets to your stop, it's kind of deserted. You still got a pretty long walk.
So?
I figured I'd walk you home.
Oh, yeah. That's what you figured.
Well, you don't mind, do you?
You know, I guess you just can't take a hint, can you, Bert?
What do you mean?
I just don't go for you, Bert.
Why not?
Oh, look, I don't have to explain it.
It's because you don't like the way I look, right?
You want to lay it on the line? Sure.
I love you.
Well, that's just too bad.
You go out with everybody. Why not me?
Well, why is that your business?
I told you why. I love you.
Excuse me. I got to get home. Alone.
All the fellas you run around with, none of them loves you.
Will you please get out of my way?
Is even one of them here now to see that you get home safe?
Look, if you don't get out of here, I'll call a cop.
I'm a cop.
A cop? Yeah, you push a pencil in an office. You're a clerk.
I love you.
But I don't love you.
Why?
I don't even like you.
Why?
Because you give me the creeps.
My face gives you the creeps, huh?
Now you're talking.
I'm ugly, huh? I'm the ugliest man you ever seen, huh?
In spades. I can get a nightmare just looking at you.
All right. Would you like to never see my face anymore?
Oh, that'd be asking too much.
I can arrange for you never to see me again. Never.
What are you...
You'll never see anybody's face anymore.
Please don't. No. Not with a knife. Please. No.
You'll never see anybody's face again. Even the handsome ones. Never. Never again.
No. No, please. No, please. To somebody. Somebody stop me. Please, somebody stop me, please.
Bert. Wake up, Bert.
Somebody stop me.
Somebody stop you from what?
I don't know. It was something terrible.
Oh, now, how could you do something terrible? You're such a fine boy. Oh, now, give Mom a kiss. That's it. Good night. Sleep tight.
Yes, Mom.
See you in the morning.
Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me.
You know what they once said about Cleopatra? If her nose had been a half inch longer, it would have changed the map of the world. Well, here we have Bert Barringer, and if his nose had been a half inch shorter, two women, perhaps, might still be alive. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Come on, hold the flashlight up here.
You're going to break the window?
Got it. They got them all locked.
Easy.
Okay. I'm going to lift the window now, and you crawl.
Let's go!
This is the sound of a remarkable burglar alarm system that doesn't cost very much. It's the Home Alarm Set from Master Lock, the name that means security. Most of the cost of a professionally installed system isn't in the hardware, it's in the labor. With the Master Lock Home Alarm Set, everything is pre-wired, simply snaps together. So you save yourself the labor charge, a reward for being handy. The Master Home Alarm Set is a low-cost way to get high-quality burglar protection. It can save you a lot now and maybe a lot more later. For the Master Lock Alarm dealer nearest you, call this toll-free number, 800-528-6050, 800-528-6050. Call tonight and sleep tight tomorrow night.
Not all batteries are created equal. Some last a lot longer than others, like the unequaled EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries from your nearby True Value Hardware store. They're unequaled because they use a chemical system that's entirely different from that of regular batteries. The extra power they provide makes them ideal for portable radios, tape recorders, any device you use frequently or for long periods of time. And maybe even more important, they'll hold their power for months when not in use. So they're perfect for devices you use infrequently, like calculators and cameras. True Value Hardware stores offer EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries in popular C, D, and AA sizes. So you'll get power you can depend on with the battery that was created more equal than others. EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries are just one of the many values you'll find at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home. True Value. More than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
Love makes the world go round. A rather beautiful sentiment, no? You know who said that? Lewis Carroll said it. And the world he was referring to must have been the one Alice found in Wonderland. But how about our own world? The fact is, it does go round and round and round, but what keeps it spinning? A safe bet it isn't love.
That girl whose picture's in your room.
I'll have another cup of coffee, Mom.
What was her name? Inez something?
I have to be going. I'm late.
Well, here's her picture in the paper.
What? What's she done?
She went and got herself murdered.
Inez?
Oh, where do you get these girlfriends, Bert?
Mom, they weren't my girlfriends. I just happened to know them.
Some fella up and stabbed her to death last night. A fine crowd she must have run around with.
Inez Sirota, 27 of 37 Hollywood Lane.
Is there any decent
on her way
left?
Home from work.
Oh, Bert, I wish you'd meet a nice young lady.
No apparent motive for the crime.
Give me that paper. Now, it's not good to fill your mind with depressing news.
Who could have killed her? She was such a sweet girl. 28. I'm really going to be late now, Mom.
Well, eat a light lunch. It's going to be a hot day.
No, according to my receipt, you signed for a flashlight. I can't issue you a new one till you bring in the old one. I know you lost it. Well, you have to fill out form number 187K. Yeah, lost equipment affidavit. 6 weeks. You're very welcome, I'm sure.
Morning, Bert.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
You're about Inez?
Yeah, gee, it's a shame. You going to work on it?
Well, I'm still on Gloria Smith.
You know, maybe they could be connected. Some guy who knew them both.
Why would it have to be somebody who knew him? Why couldn't it be a random thing? You got some nut running loose who just came across both of them.
You ever stop to think of something, Charlie?
Hmm?
Both girls knew each other, right?
Yeah.
Gloria worked in this building, and Inez worked in Mooney's across the street.
Bert, what are you trying to bring out?
I don't know. Both girls are in the same neighborhood. Maybe the killer's from the neighborhood, too.
Well, anything's possible.
That's why you homicide guys should look in the neighborhood. The killer could be very close to home. Check on their boyfriend.
Bert. Let me close the door, huh? Bert, you're the best friend I got.
I hope so, Charlie.
I gotta talk to somebody, or I'll just bust.
Well, sure.
I don't know how to start this. You see, Bert, you meet a girl, you fall in love, you get married. You know how it is?
No.
Well, take my word for it. Anyway, this girl you meet, you fall in love with, you marry. You think she's the whole world.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she is. for a while. It's nobody's fault.
What's nobody's fault?
What happens to a girl afterward? You see, Bert, she loses what it was that made you fall in love to begin with.
I don't understand.
No, you wouldn't. I'm sorry, Bert. No offense meant.
None taken.
Anyway, like I said, it's nobody's fault, least of all hers. She stays home, she has kids. But just having a kid can do something to a girl's looks. She gets fat, you know, a little sloppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's
this guy... Well, it's tough for a bright girl to stay home and wash diapers, clean the house. She just becomes somebody else. Somebody you just can't like anymore. Somebody who's no fun anymore. Will you listen to me? I'm all wound up.
It's all right, Charlie.
So a guy can't help himself, Bert. You come home and it's nag, nag, nag. And she's right. But what can I do? In the meanwhile, it's a big world out there, Bert. There are girls who want to have fun, just like you do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
No strings, just a few laughs. And with all due respect, Bert, you're inside all day in the office. Sure, you wear a shield, you carry a gun, but you could just as well be doing that job for any civilian company.
I guess so.
But Bert, I'm out there where it's ugly and mean and dangerous, where people die, innocent people. It gets to you. So I have to relax. You see, I have to have a couple of drinks and go dancing, and afterward, Bert, I can't do that with my wife anymore. And that's why,
That's why, what, Charlie?
Well, the captain gave me the job of running down the boyfriends of Gloria Smith and Inez. But I can't run them down too far.
Why not?
Because I'm a boyfriend myself, Bert.
You?
Yeah, me. And what's worse, I could be the only guy who's gone out with both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, how would that look to the captain, huh?
But you didn't kill him.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because you're not the type.
Well, what is the type, Bert? The girl gives you the eye. You know what I mean? She knows you're married. She knows you may not like your wife anymore, even though you still love her. Understand?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
No?
Anyway, she knows it's got no real future. Well, you straighten all that out before the first date. It's all only for a few laughs, but the laughs get fewer and fewer, and then the crying begins, and out of nowhere, it's serious. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And they want you to divorce your wife and do what? Marry them. But what good is that? If you marry them, you're back where you started.
Couldn't you just say no?
No. That's impossible. It's impossible to make a woman hear the word no when the only word she wants to hear is yes.
Oh, okay. It could be embarrassing, but what are you really worried about? You didn't kill him, did you?
I don't know.
Charlie.
I don't know, Bert. I don't.
But a thing like that, a guy who kills, he has to know. How could you not know?
Bert, listen to me. Each one of them, they threatened me. They threatened that they'd go to my wife. They'd go to the department.
You want to keep your voice down, Charlie? I mean, you can never tell who's standing outside the door.
Yeah, all right. You're right. Anyway, each one of them, in turn, laid it on the line. You're going to marry me or else. They got me so mad I couldn't see any way out. And then Gloria got killed. Gloria Smith. Oh, Lord, she was beautiful, wasn't she, Bert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a break, I said to myself. Somebody, somehow, some mad killer got me off the hook. And I can't tell you how grateful I was.
To a killer?
But, Bert, he took her life, but he saved mine. I had nowhere to go except maybe to the holster, and one bullet would have ended my troubles forever.
No, Charlie, not you.
No, you don't know. You don't know what dames can do to you, Bert. No, just give thanks that you're not good looking. You're better off out of it, Bert. But I forget. And before I knew it, I was running around with Inez.
Didn't you learn your lesson, Charlie?
What lesson? Who learns, Bert? It got involved just as deep. And it was the same thing, just as I'm about to end it all. She turns up dead. Okay. How? Why?
A maniac.
No, Bert. You're just saying that to make me feel better. Your original theory is right.
What theory?
A boyfriend. And I am the boyfriend. I'm the one who had the motive, the opportunity. Therefore, I'm the one who must have done it.
Charlie, are you confessing?
I don't know. I don't know.
But surely you should know if you kill those
no,
girls.
No. You can do it without knowing it.
I can't believe it.
Well, sure, in that psychology course I was taking at night. You see, you can want to do something very badly, but if it's against your moral code, like murder, you can make yourself do it without knowing it.
Oh. No, I can't believe that.
It's true, Bert. Now, why do you think people walk in their sleep?
No, but murder...
You can make yourself live a whole other life without being aware of it, Bert. No, I could have killed Gloria. I could have killed Inez. I was at the end of my rope.
No, Charlie. No.
Now, who else? Who else had a motive?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Let's go have a drink.
Well, not across the street, okay? I could never walk into that joint again.
Well, let's go cross town someplace where we've never been before.
Yeah. The further away, the better.
Nice little joint, eh?
Yeah. Hey, Bert, take a look at what's tending bar.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Well, what'll it be, officers?
Oh, well, how do you know we're cops?
It's a gift. My name's Maud.
A couple of beers.
On the way.
Hey, Bert, why don't you ask her out?
Nah, she wouldn't go out with me.
How do you know?
She'd go out with you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask her. I'm through with that. Now, I'm through forever. And this time I mean it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a quick one, and I'm going to get out of here.
But why?
Because I want you to have a clear field.
She wouldn't go out.
You know something? Do you know something, Bert? I'm not even going to have a drink. I'm taking off right this minute.
Wait, Charlie.
Look, I know what I'm doing.
Well, just
not
one,
even one. Nothing.
Well, I'm even with you, though.
Don't be a chump. Ask her out.
She wouldn't go out with me.
She would. Just ask. What have you got to lose? I'll see you around, huh?
Oh, here's your two beers. Oh, where's your friend?
He had to take off.
All of a sudden?
Yeah, he just remembered. He had to meet his wife.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't I know what?
Guys like him, they're always married.
Well, I'm not married.
The two of you're pretty good friends, huh?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was just wondering...
I would say he's about 30 years old, right?
If you weren't doing anything some night...
How long has he been married?
It doesn't have to be a Saturday night.
Does he... have any kids?
Like any night happen to be free, huh?
I'll tell you one thing. His wife is lucky.
Would you like to go out with me?
Listen, tell your pal anytime he wants to come in, first drink's always on the house.
Yeah.
Bert, I noticed there's a picture of a new girl in your room. I didn't know you were attracted to redheads with freckles and large staring eyes.
She's really much prettier in person, Mom. Mm.
If she is, she should photograph much better.
Oh, this is just a candid. She didn't even know I took it.
What's her name?
Maud.
Maud what?
Maud Leszczynski.
Sounds like one of those foreigners.
I never asked.
Is she your new girlfriend?
Oh, Mom, she's just some girl I met.
Well, I hope she doesn't end up like all the others.
And so do we. There seems to be a little pattern operating here, no? Offhand, we get the idea that Bert Barringer is a dangerous man to turn down when he asks for a date. Well, at least he has her picture in his room. Maybe that can hold him for a while. I'll be back in just a few moments with Act 3.
You know, some cars that are economical aren't terribly exciting.
This certainly isn't terribly exciting.
Well, you can't have everything.
And some cars that are fun aren't very economical.
This certainly isn't very economical.
Well, you can't have everything.
Ah, but the Opel Isuzu is different. It has things like a hefty overhead cam engine, rack and pinion steering, reclining bucket seats, and a short-throw four-speed transmission.
Gee, a short throw sounds like fun.
Certainly does.
Want to try it?
Certainly do.
good one. Now I'll throw you.
And besides all that fun, the Opel Isuzu also gives you mileage you wouldn't believe. According to the EPA, with standard four-cylinder engine and four-speed transmission, the Opel Isuzu gets an estimated 23 miles per gallon in the city and a big fat 36 on the highway, bearing in mind, of course, the fact that your mileage may vary.
Bob, we just passed another gas station.
Yeah, and wasn't it fun?
The exciting, economical Opel Isuzu at your Buick Opel dealers.
This is WBBM Chicago.
Since the beginning of time, people have laughed at great ideas.
Those Wright boys claim they've invented a flying machine.
Telephone! Alec Bender, who are you going to call?
Electric light! Hey, Edison! Get a candle!
They also laughed in 1921 when White Castle unveiled the Little Square Hamburger. Then they tasted its pure American beef and savory chopped onions. And another funny little idea made history. The White Castle Hamburger. Without it, all hamburgers would be the same.
All 22 White Castles in the Chicago area are open 24 hours a day, including Castles in Milwaukee and Armitage, and 147th and Cicero in Midlothian.
Every man is the center of a circle whose fatal circumference he cannot break. Well, maybe, and maybe not. There are those of us who somehow manage to go beyond our own circumference, beyond the psychological limits of our own morality. In other words, there are some people who simply do not know what they are doing.
Hello.
Hi.
You don't remember me, huh? I was in here a couple of nights ago with another guy. And even though we were in plain clothes, you spotted us for cops right off.
Charlie!
No, I'm not Charlie. I'm Bert.
Oh, I know. How's Charlie?
He doesn't get out much at night, what with being a married guy and all.
When's the last time you were with Charlie?
Listen, I was thinking...
Does he have a girlfriend?
Do you like to go see shows? There's this great musical playing downtown, right from Broadway in New York. You just can't get tickets, but a friend of mine, he was able to get a pair, and it turns out he can't go. So I can have them. It's for tomorrow night. Are you doing anything? You want to go? What do you say, huh?
What do I say to what?
Nothing.
No. I don't want to. Stop me. Somebody stop me, please. Somebody stop me. Stop me.
Bert, dear, wake up.
Somebody stop me. Stop me.
Bert, get up.
Stop. What?
Darling, you were having a nightmare. What were you dreaming about?
About them, Mama. I dream about them.
Who, darling?
Inez, Gloria.
Why? Why should you dream about those two?
Because, Mama, because I killed them.
Oh, my poor boy. Why should you dream you killed them?
I don't kill them in my dreams, Mama. I really killed them.
Oh, no, not you, not my Bert.
I can't help it. I killed them. I kill again. They laugh at me.
No. You need your sleep. It's important for you to rest.
Mama, I should turn myself in.
For what?
For murder.
Now, don't say that.
But I don't have the courage. Please, Mama, stop me. Stop me from killing.
Oh, Bert, go back to sleep. Dear, get your rest.
Mama.
That's a good
Mama,
boy.
Mama, remember, Mama, I asked you to stop me. I asked you. I want you to notice me.
Yeah? Well, consider yourself noticed. Now beat it.
I want you to look at me. Listen to me.
Okay. Now take off before I call a cop.
I'm a cop.
Yeah?
Don't you remember me?
Why would I remember you?
I remember you. My name is Bert.
Bert?
Yeah, I'm Charlie's buddy.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? You know, I just saw Charlie.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. I don't want to talk about Charlie. I want to talk about me.
Yeah?
Yeah, me. Bert Barringer. I'm a human being. I got feelings. I'm a normal guy like other guys.
Now, look, Bert, if that's what your name is.
Yes, it's Bert. I must have told you 50 times. But you don't remember. You look at me as if I don't exist.
Now, look, it's getting kind of late.
I'm not leaving till I say what I come to say.
I'm asking you in a nice way.
Why don't you notice me?
Look, if you don't leave here this minute, I'll call the station house.
Why don't you go out with me? I could show you a good time. I'm a gentleman. I'll treat you like a lady.
You're crazy.
Dinner in the finest restaurant, afterwards a show.
Hey, that sure sounds great. Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
No, we'll do it tonight.
Oh, but I can't.
Will you what?
I...
You're trying to get rid of me,
oh,
huh?
No, it's just I'm tired.
You don't want to go out with me. Tell the truth.
Oh, please don't come closer. We'll go out tomorrow.
We'll never go out. You think I'm a creep,
No,
huh?
Please. You're joking.
An ugly creep, huh? That's what you think I am? That's why you don't want to look at me? Well, you won't have to look at me anymore.
Nothing.
See? I look in your eyes, and they see nothing. You'll never have to look at me again. Never, never again. Foolish Maud. I was so much in love with you. Why didn't you ever notice me?
Bert, here are your eggs. You were out late last night, weren't you? Did you have a date?
No, Mom.
Oh, you don't have to be afraid to tell me. My goodness, even if you did go out with that pop-eyed redhead, where do you get such an atrocious taste in women?
We interrupt our morning musicale for a bulletin. Another mysterious murder. The latest victim of a mad killer is Miss Maud Leszczynski.
Maud Leszczynski? The one whose picture is in your room?
She was found strangled to death in her apartment just a few hours ago. So far, there seems to be no apparent motive for the murder. We'll bring you more details as they come in.
Oh, who could have killed her?
Mama, now listen to me.
Oh, Bert, now don't talk nonsense.
We go through this every day, I told you. Fill out a lost property form, 187A. Okay? Yeah, well, the same to you.
Hi, Bert.
Hello, Charlie.
You got a minute?
Sure. Sit down.
You heard about Maud?
Yeah, it's a shame. You got any leads?
Bert, I know who did it. I got the killer.
That's terrific. Who is it?
Me.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
Bert, don't say anything, please. I'm here because you're the only one I can really talk to. With Gloria, I can only suspect. With Inez, I was pretty sure. With Maud, I'm positive.
But why?
Well, for starters, Bert, I knew all three of them. Now, who else did?
Well, me?
You don't count. I mean that.
I know what you mean.
Well, even so, you didn't want to kill them, any of them. What reason would you have, Bert? Me, I lost control. I remember I wanted to shoot Gloria. She was found dead. I wanted to stab Inez right through the heart. It happened to her. And Maud was the worst. What I wanted to do was choke her to death with my bare hands, and that's just how she died.
But you told me before. You didn't know for a fact that you're the killer.
I have to be. I am the killer. And I'm going to pay for it.
How? You going to turn yourself in?
Bert, I have a wife, kids. How can I go to jail? They'd be disgraced for life. The only thing I can do is kill myself.
No, Charlie, you're not the killer. I know you're not.
Oh, yeah, how do you know?
Because I'm the killer.
What?
I'm the killer.
Oh, Bert. Bert, I thought I knew what friendship was, but not until just now. You take the rap for me, Bert.
I killed them, Charlie. I couldn't help myself. Believe me.
Yeah, sure, pal.
I'm too scared now to confess, too frightened to sign a statement, but I will. I will.
No, pal. Don't try to save me. I have to get caught sooner or later. I can't go on getting tied up with names and being forced to kill them to break free.
Charlie, it isn't you. It's me.
Bert, don't try to save me. I'm not worth it. I don't learn. Gloria, Inez, Maud, and if a good-looking dame was to give me the eye right this minute, I'd be off and running.
Charlie, you've got to believe me.
No, I know what I've got to do. My conscience won't let me do anything else.
Promise me. Promise me you won't do anything foolish. Promise.
Sure, Bert, sure.
Doreen?
Look, Bert, if you want another drink, okay. If you want to ask what I think you're going to ask, forget it.
Would you like to go to a basketball game?
No.
I can get tickets to the finals.
No.
Doreen, why don't you go out with me?
That's how it is, Bert.
I happen to know you're not going steady or anything.
I'm sorry.
Is it because you think I'm an ugly creep?
I don't think you're ugly. I don't think you're a creep.
Then why won't you go out with me?
Right. Oh, I guess you could just say the chemistry isn't right. Excuse me, Bert. I have to serve those folks at the other end, okay?
Eat some more cereal, Bert. You need the roughage. I see you got another girl's picture in your room.
Yeah. Doreen Coswell. But that's neither here nor there. Why do I have nightmares in which I dream I kill these girls?
But you had one last night. Stop me, you shouted. Stop me before I kill again. Oh, Bert, I didn't have the heart to wake you.
Mama?
Hmm?
Mama, you have to help me. You have to come to the station house with me. I killed Gloria and Inez and Maud. Doreen, she's next, because she laughs at me, too.
We interrupt for a special news bulletin. Officer Charles Foster was found dead in his police car early this morning.
No.
He committed suicide with a single bullet from his service revolver. He left a note in which he wrote, I confess to the murders of Gloria Smith, Inez Sirota, and Maud Lisinski. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
Oh, no.
Further details as they come in.
He didn't kill them.
Now, you see, Bert, your friend Charlie was the guilty one all along.
Please, Mama, stop me. Stop me.
Wake up, Bert. Wake up.
Now,
that's enough. Enough nonsense.
Stop me, Mama. I don't want to kill again.
Your friend Charlie, your handsome friend, did it. You envy him his good looks, so you make up for it by trying to accept the blame. You're being childish.
Mama, help me.
Yes, of course, but first, relax. Relax. Yes, some nice, quiet, soothing music to relax your nerves.
Stop me, Mama.
It's over. It's all over. Charlie confessed.
But I killed them.
Oh, darling, you didn't kill anybody. My son couldn't kill anybody.
A special report. The body of a young lady was found in her apartment late this evening.
I begged you, Mama.
She was strangled. She was identified as Miss Doreen Caswell.
I begged you to stop me.
Doreen Caswell?
We will have further details on the hour.
I killed her, Mama.
No, Bert.
She laughed at me.
Bert.
Call the station.
No.
Please, Mama, help me. Take me to the station house, please.
Oh, my poor little boy.
Yes, Mama. I'm your little boy.
My little boy who never grew up.
Call the station.
Bert,
Dial the number, Mama.
Bert, you...
I'm afraid to go by myself. But if you go with me, everything will be all right. Ask for Captain Halliday. He'll know what to do.
Hello. May I have Captain Halliday?
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Sons and mothers, and silver cords, and illusions, and the secret hurts and the unhealed wounds, and love. Yes, the answer is love must be blind. That explains why love blunders and stumbles and gets everyone into trouble. If only love could see where it was going. But then perhaps it would no longer be love. I shall return in just a few moments.
Would you trust in what you feel? Would you trust in what is real? Give your cold to contact.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's tiny, yet it contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. It's Contact, the same 12-hour Contact you can buy. This year, Contact with its tiny time pills will touch more lives, help more colds than any other cold medicine, tablet or liquid. Think about that the next time you're sick, sneezing, dripping, or clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real colds.
Take only as directed.
Oh, will it be, Bill? Soda? Shaving cream or prescription?
It's my hemorrhoids, Mr. Edwards. Pain. Itching.
Well, most of my customers use this.
Preparation H?
Well, in many cases, Preparation H relieves occasional pain and itch for hours.
Hey, that's great.
And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll buy that.
Doctor-tested Preparation H comes in ointment or suppositories, soothes pain and itch, and actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissue. Now use only as directed.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robber and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber once and for all.
Now, the following is a paid political announcement.
I'm Jimmy Carter. The problem isn't 6.5% inflation. That's just something written on a piece of paper. The problem is, how can a family pay those grocery bills and keep up with the mortgage and taxes and pay for a college education when the time comes? People work hard, and they should be able to count on keeping what they work for. I've traveled this country, every part of it, to see things for myself. And I'll tell you what I've seen. Workers with two jobs to make up for their disappearing income. Homes run down, property taxes skyrocketing, hospitals closing and welfare lines growing. Enormous waste, unbelievable mismanagement of our money, our hard work and our savings thrown away by a faraway, unconcerned bureaucracy. I want a chance to give back to you the security and the hopes for tomorrow that inflation is stealing from you. With your help, we can do it. You can depend on it.
Paid for and authorized by the 1976 Democratic Presidential Campaign Committee, Incorporated.
CBS News. President Ford and Jimmy Carter Friday night had the third and last debate of the campaign. It took place in Williamsburg, Virginia. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. With just 10 days left before the election, the two candidates toned down their attacks on each other. They did take differing views on a wide range of issues, including the environment, the economy, aid to the cities, I suppose.
And it reminded me of a flood coming down from a mountainside, really, as the way it was going down a side street.
There were no injuries.
And how they can be prevented through screening, testing, counseling. The National Foundation for Jewish Genetic Diseases, formed to combat these 6 known crippling diseases, will provide free information. Write Joan Sampson, Executive Director, the National Foundation for Jewish Genetic Diseases, at 608 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10020.
A lawsuit brought by two Indian tribes has created legal chaos in the state of Maine. The suit has blocked the sale of municipal bonds, stopped the sale of private lands, and raised the possibility that the Indians may legally own two-thirds of Maine. The suit claims the Indians own 12 million acres or more. Thomas Turin, an attorney for the Indians, contends the Indian lands were illegally bargained away almost 200 years ago.
The controversy involves the Indian Trade and Intercourse Act, a statute first enacted in 1790, which in simple terms renders void any transaction involving Indian land which is not approved by the federal government. Our contention is that a rather large part of the state of Maine was obtained by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the present state of Maine from these two Indian tribes in violation of that law.
Several newspapers across the country tomorrow will publish their endorsements in the presidential race. Of those making the announcement tomorrow, President Ford is well ahead. Two major newspapers, the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post, will make no endorsement. More CBS News after this.
When nature is acting up like this, you'd better stay like this. So you can quickly and calmly go about the business of protecting your home and family. But without a plan, when you're suddenly surrounded by this, it's all too easy to get lost in the confusion. A lot of wasted, misdirected efforts that do no one any good. At the American Red Cross, we've had a lot of experience keeping our heads in emergencies, and we'd like to pass on to you some of the things we've learned over the years. So, just in case you should find yourself caught up in this, you'll be able to stay like this. Call your local Red Cross chapter today. We've learned that hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes are serious enough not to get excited about.
A report released tonight by the Joint Congressional Economic Committee says the Soviet Union is now more than ever dependent on the Western economy. The report concludes that foreign trade is the fastest growing sector of an otherwise sluggish Soviet economy. The report suggests that the Soviet Union has got to make commitments to improve the standard of living for the average Russian citizen. John Hart, the chief researcher for the report.
They're very much interested in improving their lot at all strata, all levels. They're aware that others have automobiles, that automobiles are available. They're aware that meat is available. They're aware that they don't have it. They should have it. They'd like to have it. They're highly motivated by the qualitative improvements in their standard of living.
What Continental Airlines calls its proud birds are not in the air tonight. All flights have been canceled through midnight Sunday because of a pilot strike. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Good evening, everybody. This is Len Walter with you now at the Anchor Desk on WBBM in Chicago. News Radio 78, we call the place. It's 10:06. Weather Command says what you already know. It'll be wet for the remainder of tonight. Cloudy, cool, light rain, drizzle, some fog. The overnight low down to about 43 degrees with a 70% chance of rain. And for Sunday, it'll be cloudy and cold with rain and drizzle gradually ending. Expect a high of 44 degrees on the Sabbath with a 40% chance of rain. For Monday, partly sunny, warmer weather with a 20% chance of precipitation. It's now 46 degrees at Midway, 48 in downtown Chicago here at the lakeshore. Relative humidity, 97%. The wind east at 9 miles per hour. Rain in most of Illinois now, Peoria, Springfield, and Moline as well. We'll get more information on the weather when Weather Command checks in by phone at 10:15. Sports and headlines after that, and then Spectrum, letters to WBBM, and in the spotlight, some of the features in this half hour. Of course, at the bottom of the hour, 10:30, tonight's edition of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. It's titled The Brain Without Mercy. In the news, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Howlett refused today to back down from his allegation that his opponent, Jim Thompson, once asked Mayor Daley's organization to slate him for Cook County State's attorney. Howlett based the charge solely on an article in the current issue of Chicago Magazine, and the writer of that story says there might have been a misunderstanding. But Howlett says he'll stick with the allegation until the reporter retracts the story.
I did not ask anybody else. I took Pat Callender's word for it because she's a fine reporter at the Chicago Tribune. What other bases you need? I hear you fellas go on the air and write stories all the time. You say the Sun-Times said or some other magazine said, so I learned from you.
Howlett said if she denies the story, then I'll say it was unfortunate that they're doing to Jim Thompson what they've been doing to me for 9 months. Meantime, Thompson had some comments on that erroneous magazine article today, and WBBM legislative correspondent Al Crane has that story.
Thompson doesn't take lightly the Howlett charges based on an erroneous magazine story that he once appeared before the Democratic slate makers. The GOP candidate carefully explains, when asked by newsmen, how the slip may have occurred. Thompson reviews what he told reporter Pat Callender about his appearance before GOP slate makers in 1968 and draws what he considers a significant political conclusion from the whole affair.
That's not the point, whether Pat Callender was right or wrong or whether Chicago Magazine is right or wrong. That's not the point. The point is that Mr. Howlett, with 10 days to go in an election campaign, is so desperate for an issue that he takes a magazine article and, without checking the truth, goes ahead and claims that Thompson is saying one thing downstate and another thing upstate when 8 years ago he sought daily support. That is not the truth. And if that's how carefully he checks out his facts during an election campaign, it's some indication of what kind of governor he would be.
When some candidates might take such a matter lightly, Thompson is dead serious about it when interviewed, and when asked if he believes he has the election sewed up with polls indicating an overwhelming lead, Thompson says flatly, "I'm mighty pleased, but I don't use words like sewed up. Nobody has an election sewed up." With the Thompson campaign, this is Alan Crane.
Thank you, Alan. WBBM time, 10:09. More news coming up.
Come in. Welcome. I'm Hyman Brown, producer-director of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Halloween week is very special to us on the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. It's a time when evil spirits abound, as in this scene from one of our Halloween chillers.
What's happening to the lights? It's getting dark in here.
Who shall speak the invocation? The Sabbath prayer. Let the Sabbath begin.
Sabbath? I thought this was a party.
Well, it is, baby. Say the Sabbath prayer.
What kind of Sabbath?
A witch's Sabbath.
A Sabbath for witches.
The Witch's Sabbath stars Larry Haynes. And we hope it won't completely scare the wits out of you. Don't miss our eerie, exciting Halloween festival from Wednesday the 27th through Sunday the 31st on the CBS Radio Mystery Theater
at 10:30 each night on WBBM News Radio 78.
Chicagoland Dodge Boys time is 10:10 p.m. The new 77 Dodges are here. Big or small, your Dodge dealers got them all. Test drive one today at Southwestern Dodge, 7340 Southwestern Avenue, or do it tomorrow. Few voters will vote in this year's general election, at least, if the number of absentee ballots received by the Chicago Board of Elections is any indication. The Chicago Board of Elections has announced that it has received 13% fewer absentee ballots so far when compared with the same period in 1972. The assistant